Do you ever wish that God made dogs so that they can talk like us? The girl in this story had the same wish. Why can't dogs talk? Polly knows her name and how to sit and roll. When she gets a bone, she'll dig a giant hole. But Anna always thought, "How happy I would be if Polly could talk just like me. It would be more fun than an ice cream cone. We could talk for hours, and I'd never be alone. I'd say, 'Miss Polly, how do you like my dress? What is your favorite color? And let's not make a mess.' When Christmas was coming, she could be my spy and tell what presents were hidden up high." Later that day, Daddy took them for a walk. She asked her father, "Why can't dogs talk? If I were God, they could talk just like me. I'd never be alone with Polly's company." "I think," replied her father, "you have not thought it through. God knew what he was doing, or she'd talk just like you. She may always be complaining about not getting meat, or say, 'We should both get the same things to eat.' She may be asking questions like the size of the sky. When you don't know the answers, you wouldn't want to lie. She may ask for music lessons or say she hates your dress, and she'd be demanding candy from your great Aunt Bess. Why, she'd soon be asking how to use the phone, ordering from the butcher a real giant bone. If you took piano lessons, she'd also want to learn. If you studied ballet, she'd also try to turn. If she didn't get her way, she may tell Granddad how you were naughty and really made her mad. When you went out shopping, she'd tell you what to buy. When you looked at clothes, she'd tell you what to try." "And what's worse," said her father with a frown, "there would be talking dogs all over town. They'd be selling door to door and asking for your vote. They'd be forming dog choirs and singing off note. They'd be going to banks asking for big loans. And in all our houses, they'd be tying up the phones. They'd all be demanding to use the city pool. And pretty soon, they'd fill up half your school. And after Christmas, I'd even bet they'd ask each other, 'What did you get?' If Polly's gift cost less than King's next door, she'd tell us, 'Let's exchange it at the store.'" "So I think," said Anna's father, "God knew what to do when he kept Polly from talking just like you." "Well," said Anna, "now I can plainly see. God is wise to keep Polly from talking just like me."
We hope you enjoyed this presentation of Why Can't Dogs Talk? Written by Leland P. Gamson. Illustrated by Alyssa L. Tanner. Narrated by Alexandra Potocka.